News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, a little later this morning at Cabinet, the government are set to accept in principle or in full the 150 recommendations of the Commission on the Future of Policing in Ireland. One of those recommendations is the establishment of a new group that will collate and analyse intelligence, and they're also going to assess threats to state security. Well, joining me on the line for the latest on this is John Mooney, Sunday Times journalist. John, very good morning. I know you had been covering this commission in great detail and would be well aware of those 150 recommendations. In terms of this new group, this state security and state intelligence group, the Strategic Threat Analysis Centre, how relevant is the establishment of that?
Well, there's a lot happening in Ireland at the moment in terms of foreign intelligence services operating here. The Sunday Times, for example, has been documenting the activities of Russian intelligence services. There are two branches of Russian armed forces operating illegally in Ireland at the moment and on a fairly regular basis. So it's significant enough, the fact that they're doing something about this, but it should be stated that there is, you know, security and intelligence division of the guards is already doing this, and military intelligence are doing it already. But I suppose it's just a recognition that these matters are going on. Most European countries have a dedicated service to deal with counter-espionage, and the Commission on the Future of Policing in Ireland had decided not to set up or not to recommend the establishment of our own secret services. That's a function that's carried out by the guards. There's a lot of debate on that. They probably made the right call on it, but it's significant enough. But it should be stated it's really just rebranding something that's already going on at the moment.
There is
very much a secret battle to be waged on the streets of Cork and Dublin in particular, amongst Gardaí, members of our defence forces and foreign intelligence service on a regular basis.
One of the other things that will be recommended in full is the establishment of the Policing and Community Oversight Safety Commission, which would combine and expand the policing authority and the Garda Expectorate, essentially to become one. How important is that?
Well, what's probably going to happen is that the policing authority is going to be disbanded. There is some concern about what actually happened. There is some concern for a while about sort of the way the policing authority was operating. You saw various incidents, for example, last year where
they're very quick to throw in the towel. The policing authority isn't up and running that long.
It isn't. Like, in many ways, what's happening is kind of just another, rehash of various things by the government, and particularly for Fine Gael. It is a very young organisation, but it got off to a very bad start. But if you look at sort of the last maybe 10 years in this country, specifically Fine Gael's handling of security and crime issues, it has been very, very poor. And we've seen these measures where new plans are being introduced every couple of years, and they haven't really seemed to work. Now, I think that this may be an attempt at genuine attempt at reform of the guards, but I mean, policing authority was introduced by Francis Fitzgerald maybe 2 or 3 years ago. It's now been disbanded and superseded by something else. So it really does remain to be seen whether this will work at all.
And finally, John, before I let you go, let me ask about just some of the reforms that will only be accepted in principle. This was one of the key recommendations, was that non-core activities of the Garda Síochána would be divested, including court security, prisoner escorts, immigration functions, prosecutions. Was that to be expected, that those would only be accepted in principle? Essentially, that's kind of been put on the long finger, essentially, is what that means, isn't it?
Well, there is problems in the guards. It's not... The completely dysfunctional organisation that many people would say it is. It just simply isn't. I mean, because it does deliver a policing service. It's largely a good service, and they're, for the most part, very honest and well-driven and well-motivated group of people. There's problems in management and structures, etc. I think with some of the problem with this, the commission was it made such a wide-ranging series of recommendations that it's almost impossible to implement them all. And by the time that half of these recommendations are implemented, the government might not be in power any longer. So that's something to keep an eye on
okay.
as well.
All right.
You know, it's a very policing is a very complicated issue, and trying to deal with national security, policing services, and everything rolled into one in many ways is sort of an impossible thing to achieve. The sort of reform they're talking about, but certainly it looks as if they're going to take some sections of it and try to drive them through.
All right, John Mooney, Sunday Times journalist. John, thanks a million for that.
The Irish Times reporting this morning that the government is going to discuss at Cabinet today the 150 proposals by the Commission on the future of policing in Ireland, most of which are set to be accepted in full or in principle by the Cabinet. We're joined by Dr. Matt Bowden, criminologist and senior lecturer at DIT. Matt, thanks for talking to us. For people listening at home, how would you explain the significance of what is being proposed? We can go into the detail in a minute, but in an overall sense, how significant is what is being proposed?
Well, in terms of the report of the commission, like, I mean, the recommendations are very far-reaching, and it will, I think, change the shape of policing in Ireland for the 21st century. There's absolutely no question about that. Now, while one could be easily critical and said they could have done more and been a little bit more specific, they nevertheless have come up with a very broad-ranging blueprint for contemporary policing.
Okay, let's talk about some of the measures that have been proposed. A new group that will collate and analyse intelligence and assess threats to state security, the Strategic Threat Analysis Centre. The guards kind of do that role anyway. Is it significant that this separate body has been set up?
Well, it seems that there's probably a need for it, listening to what members of the Commission have said about this in various interviews over the last few months and when the report was launched. It seems that the nature of the threats to national security certainly have become much more complex. Now, while that may involve, on Garda Síochána, things like cyber threats that might interfere with elections or with democracy in Ireland are require a level of skill and expertise that go beyond what's in the current kind of repertoire okay. of policing organisations. So that's something that I think was inevitable to come out of this report.
The Policing Authority and the Garda Inspectorate to be replaced by a new oversight body. The Garda Ombudsman to be replaced by a new enhanced investigative commission. Positive moves in your view?
Well, that will remain to be seen. I mean, the Policing Authority has had a very, very short life.
3 years, isn't it?
Yeah, like, it's been very, very, that's one of the surprises, I think, that comes out of the report. And it envisages a very, very, well, not a very different role, but there are some changes to it, like it would be much more of an external oversight body rather than having any role in internal governance.
Okay. Some of the other reforms apparently that are going to be accepted in principle, including one of the Commission's major recommendations, the divestment of non-core activities from Garda Síochána. We're talking about court security, prisoner escorts, immigration functions. Now, when I hear in principle, Irish government's talking about in principle, that to me means it's never going to happen in practice.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what that happens. I mean, what we expect the Minister to do today is to put some shape on the implementation of the report. I mean, you could see the report, because it's so far ranging and there's quite a lot of detail there, you could actually see it as a bit of a jumble and without coherence. And what we expect the Minister, I think, to do today is to put in place, as he promised, a police implementation group and a programme office that will, I think, eventually put shape on all of these measures. So, at the moment, it's very difficult to say, you know, how any of these things will shape out in reality. But all they are is a few lines in a report at this stage.
Yeah, yeah.
So once this implementation group gets established, I think we might begin to see, much more answers in terms of how things will actually shape out on the ground. I don't know whether that answers your question.
It does. I suppose a supplementary, a final question, just briefly, if you can. Are you more optimistic now than say 6 months ago? We do have this report. We do have a new Garda commissioner who seems to have had a pretty good start, to be fair to him. Are you a little more optimistic that we can get a police service that moves on, a police force that moves on from the problems of the past and is more in keeping with the requirements of the state?
Well, I think there's certainly a bit for everybody in this report, and I think. There's been a wide welcoming of this report, and I think that while some people might have wished for some things to be in it and weren't, there are plenty of other things to be optimistic about. I think the fact that community safety is an important part of the new policing regime, the fact that human rights will be centre stage. I think these are really welcome things. And so, I certainly would be more optimistic.
Okay. Okay, good stuff. Dr. Matt Bowden, criminologist and senior lecturer at DIT. Thanks indeed for talking to us.